Vivian Lee from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Good morning, Miss Vivian. Welcome. Welcome to the Master's Call. I tell you, we are just excited about God and what he's doing in us, what he's doing through us. We're going to go on now. It is 6 o'clock and get our call started this morning. Again, you are on the Master's Call. And on behalf of myself, Dr. Vanessa, and Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, we give you a most hearty kingdom welcome. And we're going to ask Miss Candy, I know you came on the line. We heard that shout out earlier. If you could come on now and open us up in prayer.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Can you hear you loud and clear?
Great. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift you up this morning. We honor you and bless your holy name. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We praise you as Lord of our lives. We ask the Holy Spirit to use this day for your glory and your honor. We thank you that your anointing is working in us, on us, and through us as we purpose to do your will. We pray you be glorified in all that we do. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this ministry and over every person who joins this call. We thank you for delivering us from the authority of darkness and translating us into the kingdom of your dear Son, because this is all about building up your kingdom here on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, we purpose to make your kingdom reign over the earthly kingdoms. We cast down every imagination and lofty thing that exalts itself against you. Father God, I speak to the airways and the frequencies leading to and from this call this morning. I open up the portals of heaven to release an outpouring of your word. I bind the attack of the enemy and everything that comes against a clear, anointed message from your throne. God, I loose your ministering angels to block all hindrances that try to prevent your word from coming forth this morning. We rejoice in the outpouring of your spirit through our speaker as she gives voice to your word. As we listen with spiritual ears and humble hearts, we thank you that the angels and the Holy Spirit are working diligently to establish our success. We thank you that we are led by our spirits to be in the right place at the right time so that your promises are manifested in our lives. We lift up the founders of this call and the founders of artists. We pray you cover them with the blood of Jesus. Protect them from danger. Let no evil overtake them. No accidents come near them. We pray your continued blessings upon them. And we thank you for Artists International. God, increase our knowledge and understanding of the strategies we need to grow our businesses. God, as we press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, we just want to thank you, Father, for rebuking the devourer for our sake. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall and will prosper. Thank you that all obstacles and hindrances to our success are now removed. Adonai, Adonai, our Lordship, hallelujah. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. We are so honored for our prayer warriors such as Candy, who each and every morning clear the heavens, command the morning, and set the atmosphere so that the word of God can go forth unhindered and freely, ministering to our hearts and souls. So again, thank you, Minister Candy. Well, we're just so excited today on this Friday. We just have a few announcements, and then we're going to definitely get my co-hosts up to minister the word of God. This is the Master's Call, where we have had so many exciting words, and we encourage you to go to our website so that you can just simply click on the link, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and there you'll find the listing, the links for all of our messages. Our email address is also there, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. www.thebeautifulmind.com, where we encourage you to shoot us a line, a prayer request. It's indeed our honor to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And at the end of this call, as we always do on Fridays, we have a word of prayer, but we also open up the line and take other prayer requests, because we know that is a specific mandate of this call to literally bombard heaven. You know, the word tells us the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and we truly do love to intercede on your behalf. Now, our speaker for this morning on this fabulous Friday is our co-host of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, which hails from Colorado Springs. Most of you know her and love her on the call. I see quite a few new numbers. So for those who don't, she is a wife, a mother, a Gigi the second time, and has a beautiful new granddaughter, a chaplain in the United States Army, a preaching machine, affectionately called Preaching Mama. She also is a praise and worship dancer and truly ushers in the presence of the Lord in dance. So without further ado, I introduce to some and bring to the floor to others who I am honored to be in this walk together. Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, are you there this morning? Dr. P.K., are you on the line?
I'm on the line. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. The floor is yours.
All righty. God bless you, and God bless all of the Master Morning Call listeners. I do thank God for this opportunity, and I am right here with the Word of God this morning since around 4, and there are several things that the Lord has been really pondering in my heart and in my mind for you. First of all, I need to address and say to you that indeed God is good. And over in Psalms 121, the Word of God says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills around Jerusalem, is where David was at the time, to the hills from whence my help comes. I'm reading from the Amplified Word this morning. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip or to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber nor sleep. God is not asleep, and he's wanting us to wake up. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on the right hand, at the side, not carrying a shield. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil, and he will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. I do thank God again for my co-host, Pastor Vanessa, and for all of the prayer generals. As I was still in the vein of change, still thinking about change, still thinking about my scripture that I told my sister Gail about 2 years ago, Isaiah 43:18-19, I will do a brand new thing in you, said the Lord. Can you not see it? Still thinking about Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, just the whole chapter, just been ringing in my soul, change, change. Change, and I was trying to get up out of change this morning because I wanted to go on into something, you know, kind of new. But there is an appointed time for everything, you all, and I'm stuck right there in change, in that dichotomy of words. And there is a time for every event under the earth. I thought about me. I had to think about how I deal with change. The truth is most of us don't deal with change well. I remember when the computer was first invented, and I do remember when my husband was talking about the cobot, and some of you all don't even know anything about that big old computer, and how he would come home struggling with it, and I would say to myself, thank God I don't have anything to do with that, and that's not going to affect my life. I'm not into math and not into mechanics, so therefore I am not into this computer. Worry yourself not about getting on the information highway, girl. It's not all about you. And so I'd never really sympathized with him and tried to understand the computer. And then one day I found one on my desk at my job because our commander said that we all must learn the computer. I remember learning, figuring out how to send my first email, and it seemed so difficult for me to even get on the computer, plus let's send an email and hit reply. I said, oh my God, this thing has come to rest on my desk, not as a big ominous machine, but as a small something that can fit on my desk, and I'm supposed to learn it. Now, you all, just a few years later, a computer can fit in my hand, talking about change. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about it with such emotion and passion because I want you who are on this line, who stuck in not changing, to understand that you've got to change. Good God, you've got to change. We've got to deal with the situation that God says that there is, let me put these glasses on again so I can see it real good. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. God appoints the times and the seasons in our lives. And we must understand, you all, that right now I've got to go back to it. And you can put a part two to this if you want to, Pastor Vanessa. What I'm saying is these words are for every person in every place, in every circumstance. God has appointed the times and the seasons, the events of our lives, the happy times, the sad times, the easy times, the difficult times. The time that you are in now, you need to understand that no matter how painful it is a time that has been appointed, and this too shall pass. Oh, glory to God. The flip side of that coin is if you are in a situation where everything appears to be going right and everything is just the way you want it and everything is turning up gold for you, you need to understand that that season has been appointed to you, and this too, that too, will change. And so, therefore, we need to become adaptable. Say that word, adaptable. Adaptable to change, because that's just the way it is. If you're on the mountaintop today and you've never experienced any challenges or trials, honey, I'm telling you, you just keep living because they are coming. If indeed you are in the valley today, glory to God, if you just lift your eyes to the hills from whence cometh your help, and really understand that your help cometh from the Lord, you got to know that change is on the way, and you won't be in the valley always. You're going to get on the mountaintop. Come on, somebody. I just wish somebody could help me with this word on today. And I'm struggling with change, you all, because a lot of times when change comes, we don't want to embrace change. But if we could realize this one thing that I'm trying to get to you today, and that is God is in control. He didn't go to sleep. He has not gone to sleep, but many of us have gone to sleep in the situations that we have found ourselves in. Life has lured us to sleep. Life can lure you to sleep in comfortability. You can become so comfortable that you think that this is just the way things are going to always be, but I'm here to tell you, you need to slap yourself and realize, hey, glory to God, that it's not going to be like this always. Therefore, I need to be like the ant and prepare for the days when it won't be like this. Yes, live in the moment and enjoy the moment, realizing that this moment is going to change in a moment. Oh, glory to God. I feel my help coming on. Sometimes you may wonder if God really is in control and if God really has not gone to sleep and if he's not listening to your prayers, because you've been in this place so long, hallelujah, and you're asking the question, God, how long am I going to be here? How long shall I go through this stuff? How long shall I be hurting like this? How long? I went to the doctor and I said, I'm just ready to feel like my old self again. But the truth of it is, I may never feel like my old self again. I may never be able to jump as high as I used to jump. I need to realize that that just comes with age. That's tough to realize. That's tough to deal with. That I cannot run the 2 mile like I used to. It is just good to be able to walk the 2 mile and be thankful to God that I can walk. I have legs and I have the activity of my limbs. I now hear my mama praying, and God, I thank you for the activity of my limbs. I took that for granted for years, but now I can pray it with sincerity. Thank you that I can take my feet and move them and get them out of bed in the morning, place them on the floor and stand under my own fruition and move this body from point A to point B. Thank you, God, that I have a mind on you. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Honey, change will bring about a change in your actions, in your life. And so therefore, we need to start preparing ourselves now for the change. Now, some of us have awakened in the midst of change. I talked to this girl last night, and she was asking me, did the compensation plan change in artists? Are we still being paid 10 ways? I said, you never did get paid 10 ways. You never did move from coordinator. You don't even know what it means to be paid 10 ways. Most of us in here talk, and you're in a situation, and you talk that you don't even understand. You live a life that you truly don't understand. You just repeating words that you hear others say. You said God is good, but do you really realize how good he is to you in the morning and all through the day and how he's kept you? Many of you just quote those nice things. And so I had to go back and say to her, baby, yeah, I didn't tell her she didn't, I really didn't talk to her, but I felt like it on the inside. I said, the compensation plan has been enhanced in such a way that I can't even talk to you about it over the telephone. You need to get into your back office. When are you having your meetings that shows you how long she's been gone? Oh, God, you mean to tell me we have fragrances now? We have Go Green products now? I said, honey, and this is just the beginning of it. Ain't no telling what we're going to have next month and the month after. You mean to tell me we're in South Africa now? Oh, yes, we are, and we are, and getting ready to go into Panama. Are you telling me this company is moving that quick? Life is moving just that quick. You need to understand that life is moving. Life is change. Change comes suddenly. We live in a world of change. And as we look around us, we can see that change is taking place. Lord, I'm going to get on through here. Change can be good for some, and because it stretches us, it challenges you, it challenges me by causing us to grow through trials and tribulations in life. Change, yes, yes, you can't stay in the same old shoes and think that you're going to be able to walk in new places. The Bible says something about putting old wine in new wineskins, and you got to understand that you got to change the skin that you are in so that you can contain that which God is getting ready to pour within you. We've got to make ourselves ready for change. Change keeps us from getting bored, because I hear children saying, oh my God, life is just so boring. Life is, they don't understand what they're saying, but life can become boring if you had nothing really exciting to do, if you didn't understand how to get up and move and meet people and interact with people. Life can, I mean, change can be really exciting for you if you look at it like that. However, I want you to know one thing this morning. God does not change. Change comes, but God does not change. Imagine what it would be like if God changed on us like we change on ourselves and change on other people. Like we, you know, some of us get married today and we are divorced tomorrow. Some of us take our lives just so unserious and just don't think about the major decisions that we make today and how they're going to affect us tomorrow. Last night on call, I heard one of my dear friends, Dr. J, says you need to understand that the seeds that we are planting today, the actions that we are taking today, are going to bless not only us, but our seed and our seed. The thing that really touched her heart at Extravaganza was when she saw Dad Diaz de Leon bring his grandson, 2-year-old grandson, out on the stage. Yes, I not only saw his grandson, I saw my grandson. I saw Janelle David Welch walk out there on that stage. I saw Jay Lunny walk out there on that stage, because we really need to understand that we've got to move today so that we can prepare for our children, and it is only right that we leave a legacy and an inheritance for our children, say the word of God, Lord Jesus. As I look at this time and what I've cooked up, it's just a little too much. So let me just give you this final thing and close this out. God never changes. And there are 10 top things that I want you to just write down this morning and say, even though change comes, and even though I see myself in the midst of it and I'm fighting change, I'm not embracing it like I should. God, help me to embrace change this morning. Help me to embrace those things that's going to make me better and those around me better. See, when I embraced the computer, it made life better not only for me, but it made it better for my secretary and my chaplain assistant, because they didn't have to struggle to understand and decipher my sermons. I didn't know how hard life was for them dealing with me and trying to type out my sermons, because I liked them nice, you know, so that they would be in my binders, and when I stood up, I could look very professional. But I just think about how many hours they went through just trying to make me happy because I refused to learn the computer. And now I can sit down and type out my sermon and just go in and file them on the computer. Change can come to make us better. But you need to understand that there are some things that won't change. The Bible will still have the answers that you need in the midst of change. How about that? You don't have to worry about that in the coming years. It's going to be just like that. Prayer never changed. Prayer will still work. The prayers that I heard my mama pray are the prayers that I'm praying today, because, you see, I now have become my mama. Her hands, I look at my hands and I see her hands. Hey, I look at myself in the mirror and I see Vesely Fleming in the mirror. I want you to understand that change sometimes just take us in a circle in life. And so we ought to be better, and I am better in some ways and my mom because she taught me a few things, and I looked at her, and I said, okay, when I get to be 50, I'm not going to be like that. But then on the other hand, there were some things that I said about her that I still have. I just can't help it. It's just down in the bone. The Holy Spirit will still move. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here and will still move and make a difference. God will still inhabit the praises of his people. There will still be anointed preaching and teaching from God's servants. There will still be singing of praises from God's people. There, God will still pour out blessings on his people. There will be room at the cross for his children. Jesus loves you. Jesus still saves. There are some things that just won't change, and you need to understand that those things are good, but you've got to change to embrace those unchangeable things. Good God of mercy, God is working with me in this change. I want you all to know today that I've absolutely love you, and that as God, but I don't love you nearly as much as God loves you. And so therefore, as hard as I am working to make you understand how important it is to change, God is working even harder than that through me and others to help you understand that you need to embrace the change that he's placed in your life. Stop moving and just stand still a minute and hear what it is that God is telling you to change today. Change one thing at a time and understand that it's going to be okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word today. I thank you, God, that you still are impressing upon us that this is a season of change. And that you want us to understand it. And once we understand that we live in seasons of change, we won't be so broken when change really slaps us in the face and we have to deal with it. We love you. We thank you. And we seal this word in our hearts and minds this morning. Change is good. And change comes from you. You have appointed it to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. And it's back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Preaching mama, preach that word today. Change, that is this season. We learned this morning from the woman of God that we've all got to change, and there's an appointed time. And we praise God for the 10 principles she gave us about change. But change is moving, life is change, and a lot of it does come suddenly. We thank you so much for that rich, rich word, Dr. P.K. Robert. We're encouraging each and every one of you to listen to it again and again. Go to the website, click on the link. It was so many nuggets of truth and power in that word. Now we're going to go to Minister Amber, and at this time we will be going through a time of intercession and prayer and lifting up our prayer requests and closing out the call. And then at the end of the call at 6:30, we will be taking prayer requests for next week. We do this every Friday for our first-time listeners. There will be a time at the end of this call on Friday, first so that we cover each other. That's what it all started out about, because the enemy does get angry when we pray, a spirit of backlash. But we can pray and cover each other and cancel that assignment. So, Ms. Amber, if you will come to the line, she is truly our prayer general and our leader of our intercessors, our prayer warriors, and lead us in prayer. Amber?
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, praise God. Let us go to the throne as God has blessed us with that word through Pastor P.K., change. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we bless you, Father God. And we know, God, that you are the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. But God, we know that there's a shifting of change that comes in each and every one of our lives, Father God, at the appointed time and season. And so, God, each and every one of us have the appointed time and season in our lives, Father God. So we thank you that we embrace the changes that is in our own lives, Father God, both natural spiritually, spiritually, socially, emotionally, financially, mentally, Father God. Whatever the change is, we speak shift in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood covering that. We cover each and every one of us with your blood, Father God, on today. God, we thank you for your angels that are ascending and descending on your behalf because they hearken unto your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, according, Father God, to Psalms 103, God, and even Psalms 91, Lord Jesus. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us, Father God, lest we dash our foot against the stone. So, God, we just come together in agreement, each and every person that's on this call, God. You know each of us because you called us by name even before the foundation of the world, before we was even in our mother's womb. So, God, we thank you. You know each and every need, and we know that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. So whoever needs you to be Jehovah Nisi, their banner, their strength, God, God, we release and loose that in their lives. God, whoever needs you to be Jehovah Rapha, their healer, God, where there's sickness, disease, infirmity, weaknesses, cancers, Father God, pain, we release healing by the blood of Jesus. God, whoever needs, Father God, you to be Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, for the people who have mind-binding spirits and depression and oppression, Father God, dealing with those spirits, Father God, we speak peace, Father God, that surpasses all understanding, will keep the hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God, whoever needs you to be Jehovah Rapha, God, God, coming against that poverty, lack, and debt spirit, God, and we lose abundance, prosperity, Father God, wealth, riches, and life in the name of Jesus. God, Lord, we thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. He, Lord Jesus, the Lord, our shepherd, God, we thank you for being who you are in our lives. But most of all, let us seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, and everything will be added unto us, Lord. It will fall into place accordingly, Lord. Now, we bind the hand of the enemy. We say we cancel your every diabolical assignment. We cancel all and veto your assignments. We come against backlash and retaliation. We draw the bloodline between us and the enemy and the rear guard behind us. We pull down every stronghold, cast down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. God, we thank we come against every principality, every power, every spiritual wickedness and high places of a ruler of darkness in this present age. Because you said we sit in heavenly places on the right hand of the Jesus Christ himself, God. We thank you that we can be in the third heavens, God, binding and loosing, Father God, whatever you gave us, the keys, Father God, of the kingdom. So God, we bless you. We thank you for each and every man and woman of God that brought forth the word. We draw the bloodline around them. We cover them. We ask you to continue to bless and have your way upon them. Continue to download, Father God, your heavenly blueprint for the body of Christ. It's about your kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we thank you for the Rhema word because you gave us this day our daily bread. And we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare it is so. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa. I want to
amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Prayer General. We appreciate you sealing this time and this call. So we want to, for those who have to leave at this time, to release you with the blessings of the Lord this weekend. We speak the favor of God, the prosperity of God on your life. And we appreciate you being a part of the Master's Call this morning. For those who do want to stay on the line and give us your prayer request, our prayer leaders, and we're always looking for those who are interested in being a part of that prayer team, that intercession team, to open and close our call in prayer. This is about the Master Call family, not any personalities. We're all about Jesus, so always know the invitation is open. So we also now, if you want to hit a *6, you'll become appearing on our dashboard, and we'll recognize you and take your prayer request, and I'm going to ask people on our prayer team to be also writing down the prayer request as they come forward. But for those of you all who have to leave at this time, you are excused with that benediction. So are there anybody out there who wants to give us a prayer request this morning?
That's Vanessa. Can you hear me?
I certainly can, Dr. PK.
Okay, as the people are coming into the queue, I would like to extend the invitation to Sister Ruby Brown, if she's still on the prayer line, to become one of our prayer warriors. God has blessed her to be a prayer warrior, and we would like for her to pray on the call. And I would also like to extend an invitation to Minister Kathy Walker, Washington, up in Atlanta, to take my next Friday to preach a word on the call. And I thank God so much for Sister Amber, and I'm asking that you prepare for the next Thursday, not this Thursday, but the next Thursday. And Sister Tiffany, I want you to prepare for the very next week. So that's 3 weeks away. And because our prayer warriors, they are prayer warriors and prayer generals in their own right, and I thank God for that. But I believe that you need to understand that there will come times when God expects you to break off a piece of bread, as Sister Marie Preston often says. And Sister Marie, I want you to understand that you need to get on that rotation of prayer as well. So I'm just taking this time this morning to do what we should have done, and that is have a business meeting, and we just did not have an opportunity to do. So pray for your sister girl, because, as I was change. So do we have anybody in the queue yet, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
You are the caller, 347-304, first digits of your phone number. Give us your prayer request, your name and your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Caprice Clark calling from the
Bronx. Could you speak up just a little bit, please?
Okay, hold on. Good morning. Caprice Clark.
Yeah, there we go.
Caprice calling from the Bronx. I'm just calling because I would like, first of all, to just thank you guys for what you're doing and being obedient to the call. You have been a blessing to my life and even in the areas where I needed to change. So my prayer this morning is that God will give me the grace to embrace this change.
Give us your first name one more time. I didn't hear it.
Caprice.
Caprice. That's right. I do see that up there. That's a beautiful name. Give
you
the grace to embrace. Amen. That could go for all of us. Is there anything else you wanted us to pray for?
No, that's just it right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate you being a part of our Master's Call family. We next have a 410-710. The floor is yours.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa and Dr. Roberts. This is Prophetess Wayne from Baltimore.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Amen. Yes, I try to get on here as often as I can. I rarely speak, but I wanted to speak on this morning because I really enjoy the Master Call. It's really powerful. But I want to ask you guys to pray for my son, Caleb. He is having some problems in school. And got 3 months to pull his grades up. So I ask you all to pray for my son and my mother and my father. They're both very ill right now. So I bless the Lord for you guys, and I enjoy the Master Call. Thank God for the word this morning, Dr. Roberts. That was powerful.
Amen. Amen, Prophetess. We are honored to have you on the call, and thank you for being a part of our family, of our Master's Call family. And we will definitely lift your son Caleb up in prayer for his problems in school, that God give him favor in his mind, and just to work it all out. God will do it, and your parents. And we always send that Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to them. Thank you so much for being a part of our call. Next, we have an 832-231 from Houston. The floor is yours.
Hey, good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. You're off the chain bad. It's Marie Preston. The call has been awesome all this week. I thank God for you guys, and to my artist family, I want to say good morning to y'all. I want y'all to pray for my father, Clarence Preston. They put him back in St. Joseph, and my brother, Jesse Preston. They let him out yesterday, so we got one out and one in. So I want y'all to stay in prayer for my father. He's 87 years old, and he's they're going to do an MRI on him. They're going to try to do it again today. They couldn't do it yesterday, so I'm on the road right now. I just got in my car, and I'm out of here. So y'all keep us in prayer, my whole family, the Preston family. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Back to you, honey.
Amen, amen, amen. Martha Marie Preston, you know how much we love you, and definitely will continue to pray for your father, for your brother Jesse. I was able to speak with him on the phone from the hospital and pray with him, and we're glad he's out, and we'll continue to pray for him and the entire Preston family. Thank you so much. Next we have Jessica, I think that is 773-315. The floor is yours.
Yes, I would like you guys to pray for my son, DeJuan Jones. He got mixed up with a young lady and ended up, he's in court right now, and today actually is his court date. And so I'm believing God that it will be dropped from a felony because he's a young man. He's only 20. And so we know how the system is just trying to get our young men, you know, in the system. So I'm just asking that you guys would go before the Lord. For him, that this will be knocked down to a misdemeanor today. We've been at court for almost 6 months now with this.
Wow. Definitely will stand in the gap. I'm sorry, go on.
And then also I have a premature granddaughter. You guys prayed for her before, Ashanti.
Okay.
And so she, still her lungs are still developing. She was 2 pounds when she was born. She's now 5 months. So just continue to lift her up. That God would, you know, continue to, you know, strengthen her lungs and just keep her, you know, healthy.
How many pounds is she now?
She's 6 pounds and 4 ounces now, and she's 5 months.
Okay. All right. She's kicking.
You know, doctors do tell us statistically and historically for premature babies that black baby girls live the longest because they fight the hardest. Isn't
that's
that
right.
Truth? Amen, Sister Jessica. We consider it an honor to pray for you. 919-761, you're up.
Yes, I would like for you all to continue to keep me in prayer. My name is Elaine Wake Forest. And also my daughter, she goes to court on Monday to remember her. And also there's a young lady that's supposed to be her baby is supposed to be delivered any time now. Her name is Sean. And my daughter's name is Nikki, though.
Nikki?
Which is going to court on Monday.
Your daughter's name was Nikki?
Uh-huh. And she goes to court on Monday.
Okay.
Keep her in prayer. But also remember, this young lady named Sean. She's the have her baby anytime now, that she'll have an easy delivery because she's been having a hard time.
Amen. We definitely send the word for that pregnancy and that safe delivery. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine. All righty. I think that's all I see in queue right now. Is there anybody else who had a prayer request in these last few minutes? Hit star 6 and you'll show up in the queue and we can bring you on the line because we definitely, definitely want to acknowledge all of our prayer requests. I see one more, 347-304. Did you have a prayer request?
Yes, Pastor Vanessa. This is Caprice again. I did forget to pray for my daughter for healing in her body, as well as healing in my body. She has this, I don't know what it's, an abscess or cyst under her arm, and I saw pus and blood coming out of it last night or early this morning, so I have no idea what it is, but I just believe God for her healing.
And what was her first name?
Krista.
Krista. All righty, I thank you, I thank you. We consider it an honor to pray for her. Well, prayer warriors and all of us, because we're collectively a family, to pray for Caprice. And she started us off with grace to embrace, and then for Krista, for the healing of this abscess, we send the Jehovah Rapha. For Prophetess from Baltimore, her son Caleb with school, and that God will intervene on that behalf. And for her parents, praying for her elderly parents for their healing. for Martha Marie Preston, for her dad, Clarence Preston, 87 years old, and the MRI specifically this morning and continued healing in his body, and for her brother, Jesse, as he's returning home out of the hospital, that he have a full recovery, and for the entire Preston family. And then from Jesse, for DeWard Jones, for her son, they got mixed up with the wrong young lady, but more so we're believing God in the court today that the felony will be dropped to a misdemeanor, to definitely bombard heaven on her behalf. For Shantae, her premature grandbaby, that her lungs continue to be strengthened, and we're watching God move in that prayer every day. And Elaine, for her daughter Nikki as she goes to court, and for Sean, who's about to deliver a baby any time now, that it be a smooth delivery. Amen. So we thank God for all these prayer requests and prayer warriors. We will definitely all lift these prayers up and speak the word of God over these prayers, because we have had so many testimonies of how God truly does hear and answers prayer, and there is so much power in prayer. The word tells us in Deuteronomy 32:30 that one can put 1,000 to flight, but two, I love this map, can put 10,000 to flight. So we want
Amen.
To be about prayer. So Dr. PK, did you have any closing remarks as we close the call this Friday and this weekend?
Pastor Vanessa, we heard all of the requests. Is Pastor Jay still on the line? I would just like for us to just, we have so many today, and requests. I'd like to see if Pastor Jay would just kind of close us out with prayer as we close out the call for today and for the week.
Amen. Dr. J, I just unmuted you.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. I am available.
Thank you very much.
Talk just a little louder. I know your help will kick in when you get going, but if you could just talk just a little louder for us, please.
All righty. We honor the Lord this morning for the privilege to pray. Let us go to the throne room. Father, you have already heard all of the requests that have come before you and before your ears this morning. And God, because of that, we're just coming in and standing in the gap as intercessors to make up the difference. We bless you and we give you praise. We bless you and we give you honor, Lord God, for every person that has had a request upon this call this morning. We ask that even now, Lord God, that your manifested presence will abound up on each one of them. I thank you even now, Lord God, for healing virtue. You are Jehovah Rapha, that God that healeth us. And so we're not coming begging for healing. We're not coming pleading for healing. But we're coming standing in accordance to your word, Lord God. You said it, God. By your stripes, we are already healed. Glory to God. Thank you for healing today. Healing virtue going through every person that stands in healing. Father, I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God that provides everything that we need sufficiently, hallelujah, in abundantly. And I thank you right now. Every need is met sufficiently. We're not beggars. We're not coming pleading with you concerning our finances. It is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Glory to God. And the kingdom of God is not broke. I bless you today, Lord God, for being the one that will provide every good and perfect gift. It comes from you. And Father, there is no shadow of turning in you. So we bless you and we give you praise. I speak to those situations that even now that need peace. I speak harmony into situations in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Shalom. And because of that, Lord God, we speak that peace. And that means nothing broken, nothing missing, wholeness and wellness and soundness in every area. Oh, God, today, you are our peace. You are peace in the middle of a storm. You are peace when there is calmness. You are peace when there is war raging. And I thank you this morning that you are our God of peace.
Glory to God. You are Shamar this morning. You are the God that's present. And I thank you today, Lord God. We don't have to go outside looking for another God. We don't have to wake you up. He that keepeth Israel, he never sleeps, nor stumbles today. Hallelujah. So you are awake this morning in our situations. And I thank you that you're present on the Master's morning call. Thank you today, Lord God, that you feed us with rhema word. Thank you that you have given us now manna from heaven, that now we can run and not get weary. We can walk and not faint. Thank you that we are rising up as eagles, as we are, and we are laying hold to everything that you have commissioned and commanded us to do. So I just decree and declare your word back to you. It is well. It is done. It is rich. And it is always working out an end result that we might be successful and have an expected end. So we thank you today that we have confidence when we pray that you have already heard us. And because of that, Lord God, we know that we have the petition that we so desire of you. We recognize that there are many afflictions of the righteous, but God, you deliver us from them all. So we thank you, we give you praise. We thank you, we give you glory. And we bless your name this morning for just because of who you are. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you all on this call this morning. It's back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
You all, we've been covered, we've prayed, we've interceded, we've had a rich word from God. We thank you, Dr. PK, for that awesome word about change. We'll be posting that within the hour. We thank you this morning. So much, Candy, for the opening prayer, and Amber for closing us out in prayer today. And definitely, Dr. J, we thank you for sealing it by the blood of Jesus. So I'll go out today as we leave this call and all through the weekend. We order your steps by the Lord and the blessings of the Lord to be with you. And as you leave this Master's call, go out and be about the call of God on your life from the Master, being his minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jesus.